Is this Cannibal Corpse's most accessible album? Is this safe to play in a child center? Is it for the horde?
Let's do this, Leroy Dragon!
Let's address those questions on this episode of 5-Minute Reviews. Hi people, and hello my chili con carne crew. Welcome to 5-Minute Reviews as we tackle Cannibal Corpse's newest album, Chaos Horrific. Cannibal Corpse have a long and rich history, one that is steeped in some controversies and another steeped in a cult following for one of metal's most awesome frontmen. Their music seems like it's the soundtrack for the Warhammer 40k universe, with track names and album artwork that would easily fit right in at home with that universe. Their album artwork is the stuff that Walmart bans before even seeing what they have on offer, and this record's artwork actually isn't too horrific, which leaves me wondering, have I become desensitized to the horrors of the world, or has Cannibal Corpse lost their edge for the Edgelord artwork? The one thing that is a saving grace is the thought of a nursing home in the future blasting golden oldies classics such as Hammer Smashed Face or I Come Blood.
You could trouble me for a warm glass of shut the hell up.
Given the rise of classical covers of metal music, it wouldn't surprise me to hear if Cannibal Corpse has received this in a touching tribute. Or maybe if this was done in nursery rhyme version. I can just imagine it now. Classical covers of Cannibal Corpse in the key of... Now, I'm not a huge fan of their music. It's never been something that got me hard and furious with passion. Actually, thinking about it now, if this music does get you off, then I suggest you seek help. That being said, this album isn't too bad and has some songs that I actually enjoy. Hell, I might even take this chance to show my newborn what they can expect from the future. From what I have heard from the fanbase, this album is a fine return to form, and looking over the scores, it does rank higher than their previous efforts. Some so eloquently put it that as far as post-COVID releases go, this one and Obituary are the best they have heard, and the rest suck balls. I might have ad-libbed that last part, but I'm sure the sentiment stays true, as you can see that Cannibal Corpse are a big fish from a little pond. They are a band that somehow made it out of their underground roots to become a group that even served as the influence for the frontman Nathan Explosion in the Deathlok band. Maybe we owe that to Jim Carrey, who loves the band, and his insistence to include them on the movie Ace Ventura, which helped them in their career. It seems an odd pairing, but that's what happened. The music on offer is what I would expect to hear from Cannibal Corpse, with vivid imagery painted in the lyrics and hard-hitting hooks delivered at fast, breakneck pace. After all, it has to be fast-paced, otherwise Corpse Grinder's neck would actually shrink back to a normal person's size. Fun fact, but Cannibal Corpse were banned in my home country of Australia from 1996 up until 2006, and you couldn't even get a copy of their CDs. This might explain why none of my friends at school were into their music. But then again, LimeWire was a thing, so maybe they did it and I didn't know. Anyway, I'm getting as sidetracked as Ed Gein in a cemetery, so let's get to the score. Overall, I will give this album a score of 7 million chilies on the spicy scale, with my favourite songs being Overlords of Violence, Summoned for Sacrifice, and I don't know, Pitchfork Impalement, because it's such a creatively descriptive song title. I'm not won over by the band's music, and I doubt I will ever be. However, this album has some solid tunes that weren't too bad, and certainly were more impressive than what I remember the band to be, so I'll give them credit for that fact alone. In the end, I feel though this album will be one that the fans undoubtedly enjoy, and that's all that matters, really. If you've enjoyed this content, make sure to smash that like button, subscribe to us, and stay notified for future music-related content, because it keeps our manager happy at the end of the day. We are also on Discord, Instagram, Facebook, and all those other social platforms if you want to check us out. As always, people, you have a great day, and stay spicy.